5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now listening to It's Easy Breezy, live and uncensored, and I'm your host, Danny. Today, we have an interview with a very special guest of ours. I'm going to need everybody to put their hands together and give a nice warm round of applause for Will Champlin.
Hey, by the way.
Oh, I've just been mixing. I've been, like, mixing all week for, like, this release for next week. It's for Music Bed Sync and License.
Uh-huh.
So I've been, like, just hardcore in mix mode right now.
Okay. I seen the two album teasers. Those was pretty good. Those was really good.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah.
Mixing is, like, the most uncreative thing there is, but it's necessary, I guess, you know?
Yeah, are you going to be finishing those and releasing those soon?
Yeah, I'll be finishing those pretty shortly. I got a song that's got a video, too, as well. Like, that's going to come out in a couple weeks once I drop that content. I'm just getting the six songs out of the way right now, and then got about five or six more. Got to spend another week on the mixing. Then it's all ready to go, so I'll have this new album out, like, shortly in the summer, for sure.
Real soon. Okay. That's good. I was listening to some music, and one of the main ones that kind of really touched me, and I kind of probably just tell you the background story behind it anyway, was my best friend. He passed away, and he had respiratory issues. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I came across the song Breathe, and I heard you say, you know, you talk about it a little bit, and I was like, yeah. Then I heard the song, and I was like, oh, man, that was pretty.
Oh, yeah, that was from my late brother, actually, man.
Yeah, man, that was pretty dope, because my best friend, you know, he passed away, and so, like, it just reminded me of those times, you get what I'm saying?
For sure.
Just fighting those battles with him and stuff, and it was just like, oh man, yeah, that was pretty dope. What I know what inspired you to do it, but like, what was that process? If you don't, you know, mind talking about that.
Process of what?
Just writing it or recording it. Like, how did it come together?
Oh, recording.
Yeah.
Like everything in general.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, a lot of times I'll start with a groove, and, like, you know, if it's an up-tempo kind of thing, I'll start with a groove and guitar riff and some synthesizer stuff, like, you know, kind of match it all together and just really experiment and just reference stuff and just vibe out.
Did it usually take a long time?
What's that?
Does it usually take a long time to come together, or is it, like, kind of natural?
Sometimes if... If I'm messing with a cool toy, like if I'm messing with one of my drum machine things, like a machine or something, and I'm vibing out on that kind of thing and throwing samples together and stuff like that, sometimes it could take long to, like, load up certain things and get certain sounds.
What piece of equipment is your go-to?
My go-to, my DAW is, like, Ableton. I use, like, another thing called Machine. It's kind of like a...
I started out with the Machine. Well, not started out, but, yeah, that was the first one I purchased.
Right on, cool, man, yeah.
Yeah, so the Machine and Ableton.
That a lot, and just, like, load up anything to, you know, stack up drum sounds or, like, horn stabs and flips and stuff, and, anything I could find that it just sounds incredible and inspiring, and I just kind of put things together.
I noticed your parents was in the music also, right?
Yeah, my dad was in the group Chicago.
Right. And does a lot of that, I guess you could say, experimenting comes from those experiences growing up around that area?
Well, I mean, it's all just foundational musicality for me. I mean, I studied a lot of piano, like, when I was, like, growing up. I went to Berkeley, did the jazz thing, and just played in church too, gospel music and stuff too. So
where did it start for you?
What's that?
Where did it start for you?
Where did it start for me? Probably when I was like, you know, like a kid, just like backstage.
Okay. Okay. And you just knew you was gonna do it? Like that's for you?
Yeah, I mean, I got into other music, obviously, like growing up. I had like 50 Shades of musicality, basically. You know, so.
What you like best when you was young?
I went through phases, man, honestly. My ears went through phases of Soundgarden and Nirvana, and then I naturally went through, like, you know, NWA and Tupac and like, hip-hop pioneers, too. So I kind of got, because I knew where they were sampling from, and I just, like, go directly, and I was like, oh, Earth, Wind & Fire, cool. Oh, Commodores or something. Just, like, I'd go through all the records. And some of them, I found out, like, my dad's name on, like, Patti LaBelle, Lionel Richie, and certain, and George Benson and stuff, and I'm like, and I would see, like, where things are sampled from and where things come from, so everything comes around.
That's definitely what I say. So you basically...
The Curiosity era.
I know you said you was fluent in the piano. At that age when you was experimenting through those phases, was it like DJing? You know, did you have electronic devices, kind of like the machine or a MIDI device, you get what I'm saying, or synthesizer? What was your choice when you was younger?
Yeah, I mean, at that time, man, I had nothing but like a slow Mac, just like MIDI'd up with a Triton.
Oh, yeah, the Triton. And, you know, yeah, the Triton has some good drums,
you know,
in it.
Like, yeah, it did for the time. And then trying to pull up a digital performer session was like, you can go to lunch and then it might be like pulled back up by the time you get back.
Gotcha.
And it's like not even a gigabyte in this large desktop.
Right.
And you got to wait. It's just like, wow.
Right. I remember I got my first CD player in my computer. It was just like nobody had it. It was just amazing, right?
Yeah, now it's like, man, it's full records, man. It looks like on Pro Tools. Mixing, flipping it up, and this plugin and that plugin, and so it's no big deal now.
So you do,
yeah, I mean,
the mastering also. You took on the mastering also.
I don't master it. I'm okay at mixing.
Mm-hmm.
I really put my ears to the test, and I kind of reference well enough, and drink a lot of coffee.
Now, do you prefer mixing your own music or other people's music?
I have to definitely prepare it. I mean, I definitely have to kind of stem it out and clean it up and make sure that it's good to go to where, you know, it's going to be there. I definitely make a mixer's job easy, that's for sure.
Okay.
If I sometimes I don't have time to do all my mixing, so I'll give it to a buddy of mine who's really great.
I got
as
you.
Well, so.
Okay, so you got basically the team. Basically, your team. I got you.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of.
Do you work with a lot of people?
Yeah, I do. I got a song coming out. It's called Indigo. It's a collaborate. I co-wrote it with Ryan Marshall from the band Walk Off the Earth. So I got that coming out pretty soon. I got a video to that one too.
So, what part did he play in it?
Oh, we just co-wrote the song together.
Okay.
I produced up the track though. Yeah, like a lot of stuff I'm releasing on this time around, actually, like probably about like 9 out of 10 or 11 songs I wrote myself, actually.
Wow, that's good. That's real good.
I've never actually done that before, and actually just went in the cave and basically just toughed it out, and I'm finally like at a point to where I could do that, where I'm back in creative mode, and I just start throwing the track together and referencing like Bon Iver or somebody I'm liking like right now. I'm just digging through Spotify and just vibing out.
So
you know,
what's the plans for the music? Are you going to take it on tour?
I hope so. I'm trying to, management, we're talking to agencies right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm trying to take my new music.
What would be a goal of yours for it? What would be a goal for the album?
To try to open for somebody big, you know, just try to open.
Okay.
For another killer band or something. I mean,
now a person in my position, how could I help? It's just like, you know, sometimes as a musician, you need certain people to do certain things. Like, a person in my position, how could I help? How do you feel I could help?
Yeah, man, I mean, so, I definitely want to, like, I want to keep you posted on, like, these releases and stuff. And, like, once we drop this stuff, I definitely need to send you.
Okay.
Send you some stuff, man.
Yeah, I definitely want to.
Let you check it out, right? Man, yeah, we're just trying to, like, look for all the users because we could just use all the love we can get, man.
Right.
All the energy we can get with basically just get more people talking about it. And,
so where are you located now?
I'm in L.A. area, like north of L.A. into the valley.
Okay. Where, as far as the musician aspect of it, where do you spend most of your time?
What's that?
Where would you spend most of your time, like, throughout your day? I know you say you spent a lot of time mixing. Is this kind of like your cave phase?
No, this is just this week. I'm just kind of in mix mode this week because I'm just trying to finish up this record. But most of the time, I'm just kind of balancing music, rehearsing a couple tour dates here and there, whenever we can, and then... I got my daughter too.
Yeah. You definitely got to learn how to do that. That's one of the main issues I see with a lot of musicians is they don't know how to balance their time.
I'm trying to kind of. I might take a road gig or two. That's, you know, outside of my whole musical realm, but it's just more professionality.
Right.
You know, I played for other people as well. Glenn Fry from the Eagles, too. You know, I played his gig on keys and vocals, keys and background vocals, and pulled it off. I mean, he had good energy about it. So,
now, for people who might not know...
He's not with us no more, but...
That's not an easy thing to do. How much work did you put into it, honestly?
Oh, I mean, quite a bit. I mean, whenever some of the professional gigs are not happening, that's when I try to focus and aim a little bit toward my passion project, which is my artist band vibe, you know, my Will Champlin War Stories thing. So that's kind of where, you know, when that's not going on, I kind of focus on the passion project when I need to kind of, like, hustle a bit more and make some dough, and I kind of try to steer over to the professional.
Yeah.
You know, like, trying to lend my services.
Right.
So, like, it's a balance I have to keep, so.
Right. That's, is that something you had to learn over time, or is that something that you just picked up at one moment?
It's the drive I've always kind of had to do.
Okay.
Because
I'm sure you would learn a lot visually growing up. Right?
Yeah, I mean...
Just seeing different things. You were exposed to a lot of different scenarios that people just haven't seen. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of trial and error, of course. I mean,
Yeah, and some people just are scared to take that step, that leap. You know what I mean?
Nothing but chances.
Right.
You know, so some work and some don't. It takes good with the bad. So I went in the voice show. That's like I put no expectations into that.
Uh huh.
That's kind of how. That's how I did it. It's just kind
of. That's what drove you through it, huh?
Exactly. And it was kind of nerve-wracking and troubling because, man. and I gave up. I kind of put on hold these other gigs that I had, side gigs, you know, like Palm Springs, cover gigs, and I had bar gigs that, you know, like paid like $600-700 a night or something like that, you know, bring home some dough, you know, to play for a couple hours, and then it's like built-in entertainment. So there's that. Like, I gave up. I had to kind of put on hold some of those gigs. And I'm like, man, I might lose these gigs. Because I'm doing this other thing that's made put me on TV.
How long was that process?
Oh, man. I mean, from the initial audition, it was like from February to all the way to December. But, I mean, the holding pattern kind of started over the summer.
I've heard that before. Yeah, I've heard that before. And they just kind of bring you in, bring you out kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of on the watch, but, you know, it's, there's quite an element of uncertainty.
Okay.
You know, but I put no expectations into it and just gave it what I got, man, so.
And so, as far as the gigs, did you, those stayed?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you mean,
they didn't really put a dent in anything, did they?
Oh, no, not yet. Yeah, I mean, like, I ended up just going full tilt with the TV show when it got to the end. And, you know, out of that, I got a lot of, like, corporate gigs and stuff. Like,
yeah.
That I sometimes still get. Like, I'm doing a show in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's, at Peter Wedge Auditorium on the 28th of June. They already sold tickets, and, you know, it's kind of like with their house band and stuff like that. So it's, I have a lot of things like that. People reach out to me from different promoters, different, like, private event people and stuff. They say, like, hey, we want you and another guy from the Boys and another guy from Idol or something like that.
Yeah.
And they kind of, and that's kind of how it works. So
we gotta figure out. We ain't here in the Carolinas, you know, and it's a lot of events going on out here. We need to figure out how to make it happen.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've been doing a lot of times. I'll do like solo shows, like myself,
yeah,
the guitar and looping pedal, and like, you know, small keyboard or something like that. And I'm doing kind of stuff. There's like more looping tracks, like a Chet Faker kind of stuff, and then.
Right.
I mean, a little bit. Sometimes I'll throw a little bit of, like, my semi-EDM stuff into it.
Yeah.
And, like, loop stuff and, like, fire off a couple beats here and there and just vibe out.
Yeah.
So.
Is that a big scene where you're at?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, like, deep into electronic world necessarily, but it's just a small element.
Cause I seen a video and you was doing it kind of with ease. You get what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I mean, when I kind of polish up the track, I'll kind of sync it up.
Yeah.
To just performance like that science track. That's the most probably electronic and trap kind of sounding track I have. It's kind of more quarterly. It leans more like Radiohead, I guess.
Okay.
Like synth Radiohead. But, that's kind of where we...
When did you do that one?
Those videos together. Probably like January.
Okay. I gotta get that one also. We got some places down here, you know? We got some places down here.
But yeah, man, I'd love to get out to Carolinas, man, get out to the South again.
Cause me personally, I like to get out and reach the people, and, you know, physically kind of get an arm's reach and tell them about things, you know. And
for sure.
Yeah. I definitely.
Awesome.
So you got a lot more coming, you say?
Yeah. So I have this record about to drop soon, and. You know, that's kind of like That's what I'm basically gearing up for.
And the videos, you say, how many videos you have coming?
Man, check it out. I got on my YouTube, it's the recent one I have is Castle on the Hill, Ed Sheeran cover.
Uh-huh.
So I got that available, like, as a download, too. Check it out on my channel.
Oh, I've been looking at it all day.
Yeah,
I've been watching it all day. I told you I came across the Breathe. I came across the Breathe song when you was playing that one.
Yeah, that's me playing the drums in the video too, with the hood and the sunglasses on, like look like I'm a biker or drug dealer or something. I look shady, man. I look really shady on the drum set, dude.
That's funny.
Crazy.
Yeah, man, that's real good. So How can people reach you? How can people reach you? What social medias are you available on?
Man, I got a website, it's willchample.com. So that's like a hub for everything. It's got everything that's connected there. Of course, I got Instagram, it's at willchample. I saw you follow me today on that. So,
yeah.
Twitter's the same thing as Instagram. It's just the same.
Okay.
I know we connected there.
Do you use the Snapchat? That's one question I ask musicians.
Yeah, not so much. I kind of do. The drummer in my band is like obsessed with it.
Is he?
He can show me the ranks to it.
Okay. Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
What else you got? What else you got? People, you know, reach out on.
Facebook is a big platform for me.
Okay.
That's kind of where I try to put most of my content on. Like, I have, when I throw videos up on there as opposed to YouTube, I'll get a lot more hits. I'll get a lot more hits on Facebook, man. I mean, just like, I put like a Chris Cornell tribute up, like the day after he passed away, like Black Hole Sun, just a little like guitar jam in the studio, and that was like, YouTube would have been like 900 views, but for some reason. Yeah, Facebook is just like 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, just like a really impromptu jam, sometimes I'll put those up.
Gotcha. Now, your fan base, what's your fan base? What do you see as far as being your biggest fan base? Like, who's your fan base?
Southern California, like Orange County. I got a lot in Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
As far as me being able to access, there's a lot in those places. I mean, everybody's spread out, of course. I have a huge, like, voice following. I would say Mexico, Philippines, and Brazil, as far as countries, which are kind of hard to access right now, just in case, unless my goal is to try to team up with more of a worldwide promoter, booking agent person that can get in those markets. Because that would be
gotcha.
That'd be super rad.